kinda wanna skip Bible study tonight. After all, I'm a Christian, and that's what's important, right?
You could skip, but you'd miss out on some very important truths. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad you're listening today. My name is Zach. You know, a couple weeks ago, I went hiking with some friends from church. When we stopped for lunch, I was hoping to cut up some small branches for a fire when I realized I totally forgot my knife. When I needed it most, I didn't have it. The Bible is kind of the same way. You never know when you're going to need it. Say, when you're being tempted or when someone needs to hear about Jesus, for example. The more you study the Bible, the more you know, and that helps you to be prepared for anything. Like Hebrews 4:12 says, "The Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword." Our story today is called Batter Up. Martin squatted behind the batter and watched the ball sail toward him. As he raised his mitt to catch it, the batter swung wildly and lost his grip on the bat. It hit the bottom of Martin's mask, causing him to fall backward. Several people rushed forward to see if Martin was okay. Someone lifted the mask and he heard his mother's voice. "Are you all right, Martin?"
"I think so," Martin replied. He moved his jaw. "My chin is a little sore."
He got up and put his mask back on.
"I'm fine," Martin assured everyone, and after he was checked out a little more, the game went on.
After dinner the next day, Martin hesitantly approached his mother.
"Mom, can I skip my Bible study group tonight?"
"Skip Bible study?" asked Mom, looking surprised. "Why?"
"Well, I..." Martin hesitated. "It seems like I'm always doing lessons and memorizing verses. Why do I have to do that so much? I really want to see a game that's on TV tonight."
He shrugged. "I'm a Christian, and that's what's really important anyway, isn't it?"
"Trusting Jesus is most important," Mom agreed. "But studying the Bible is important, too."
She paused, then asked,
"Remember when you got hit in the face with a bat?
You don't want to quit wearing your catcher's mask now, do you?" Martin rubbed his chin, which was still a little sore.
"Of course not. But what does that have to do with Bible study?"
"The catcher's mask offers protection, and Bible study does too," said Mom. "Actually, God compares his word to a sword. It's part of the armor of God, which offers protection in your everyday life." Martin frowned, so Mom went on to explain. "As you grow up, and even now, Satan may try to get you to doubt the promises God gives us in his word. Knowing and understanding the Bible helps protect you against Satan's attacks. It reminds you that you belong to Jesus, and that knowing and following him is better than anything this world has to offer. When you know the truth of God's word, you can slice through Satan's lies."
Martin rubbed his chin some more as he thought about what Mom had said.
"Okay," he said. "I'm on my way." So how about you? Have you wondered why it's important to read and study the Bible? Being familiar with God's word and memorizing verses lets you recall his promises when troubles or temptations come your way. They can bring comfort and peace and help you know what to say when others question you. They help protect you against Satan's lies by reminding you that you belong to Jesus. Our key verse is found in Hebrews 4:12.
"The Word of God is living and powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword."
And our key thought for the day, God's Word gives protection. When you join the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program, you could win an Echo Dot, Kindle Fire, or Keys for Kids Storyteller. And if you read all summer long, you'll be entered for a chance to win the grand prize, your own Bluetooth speaker. So get ready for Word with Zach now. Go to wordwithzach.org to activate your name. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.